Discipline, love, and authenticity in parenting. Teaching parents effective parenting strategies has several challenges for therapists, often stemming from family dynamics and ineffective discipline. Harsh punishment, inconsistency, and permissiveness can worsen behaviors, highlighting the need for structured, supportive parenting. Authoritative parenting, with warmth and consistency, fosters positive development. Therapists play a key role in helping parents regulate emotions, avoid disciplinary hypocrisy, and adapt strategies across developmental stages. By equipping parents with practical tools, therapy can strengthen parent-child relationships, reduce opposition, and promote long-term behavioral resilience. Maria, a 42-year-old mother, slumped onto the therapy couch, her voice tight with frustration. "It's just, every day is a battle with Ethan," she sighed. "This morning, I asked him to put his dishes in the dishwasher for the 10th time, and he just rolled his eyes and walked away." Ethan, her 15-year-old son, has become increasingly defiant over the past year, refusing to follow household rules, ignoring curfews, and frequently arguing with Maria. "He knows he has a curfew of 10 p.m. on school nights," Maria explained, her hands gesturing emphatically, "but last night he didn't walk in until 11:30. When I asked where he had been, he just mumbled something about being with friends and stomped up to his room. It's like he doesn't respect me at all." She describes him as impossible to manage and expresses frustration that no matter what I do, he doesn't listen. Maria acknowledges that Ethan's behavior has worsened since adolescence, and she feels helpless in her attempts to regain control. "I just want to know how to fix his emotional regulation issues," she pleaded. "I really believe that with the right intervention, the problems could be undone." This pattern of Maria making demands and Ethan ignoring them, followed by Maria feeling helpless and escalating her attempts to control him, illustrates a maladaptive interaction. It maintains Ethan's defiance by creating a cycle of resistance and parental frustration. In the initial sessions, Maria talks about how she feels helpless and exhausted. She has tried everything from strict rules to pleading with Ethan, but nothing seems to work. Ethan's poor emotional regulation, impulsivity, and disregard for authority are sources of constant stress. Maria believes that a psychologist should be able to fix these behaviors. She admits that she has always been a very strict parent, with high expectations of her son, but that he seems to be pushing back more and more as he gets older. The therapist recognizes the recurring theme of parents bringing their children in, expecting fixes to years of poor regulation. This is often the case for parents like Maria, who have relied heavily on traditional authoritarian parenting strategies, "because I said so" in early childhood, and are now unsure how to adapt their approach for a teenager. The therapist starts by gently addressing the gap between Maria's expectations and reality. They explain that emotional regulation issues and poor behavior don't get fixed overnight. They are often the result of years of ineffective parenting strategies. However, it is never too late to implement new approaches that teach both discipline and love. Therapists frequently encounter parents who struggle with managing oppositional behavior in their children, particularly as they enter adolescence. Parents often seek immediate solutions, hoping that therapy will fix defiant behaviors, emotional dysregulation, and conduct problems. Research suggests that oppositional behaviors can be associated with certain ineffective parenting approaches. Ineffective parenting, such as harsh discipline, inconsistent rules, and permissive styles, has been linked to increased behavioral problems in children. This underscores the importance of shifting from reactive, punishment-based strategies to proactive, value-driven parenting that fosters emotional regulation and resilience. The initial presentation of Maria's case, with her focus on a quick fix and her history of strict parenting, aligns with the common challenges therapists face. The therapist highlights that good parenting, regardless of age, should always contain two core elements, a lot of discipline, and a lot of love. Early on, discipline involves clear, firm boundaries, necessary for children to learn self-regulation. As children grow, the nature of discipline must shift. During adolescence, the focus should move toward explaining why rules are important rather than simply enforcing them. Think of it this way, the therapist says, when Ethan was younger, you probably told him no when he wanted to touch something hot or dangerous because you were protecting him. Now, as a teenager, he's looking for reasons why rules matter, not just commands. If you're asking him to follow curfews, for example, it's about explaining how this helps him stay safe, be responsible, and respect family time. At this stage, it's not about telling him what to do, it's about teaching him why those things are important for his development and safety. The therapist also touches on the issue of hypocrisy in parenting. Often, parents expect their children to follow rules that they themselves don't consistently model. This can lead to children hearing one thing and seeing another, which makes the rules seem performative rather than meaningful. Maria admits she often tells Ethan to respect your elders, but then becomes irritated with her own parents or others when they challenge her. Ethan may notice this incongruity, and may not take the rule seriously because he doesn't see his mother living it out. To address this, the therapist suggests that Maria reflect on her own behavior, and how she can model the values she's asking Ethan to adopt. Good parenting doesn't just involve telling your child to follow the rules, it means showing them how those rules are connected to core values and demonstrating them in your own actions, the therapist advises. A key challenge therapists face is guiding parents to move beyond short-term behavioral management, and toward long-term strategies that nurture self-regulation and accountability in children. Supportive environments, including positive peer relationships, can mitigate the impact of negative parenting. Given that oppositional behaviors often emerge in response to both parental discipline styles and broader social contexts, therapists must equip parents with tools to create a stable and supportive home environment, while adapting their strategies as their children develop. Parenting skills in action include acknowledging and validating the child's emotions. "I see you're really angry right now," to help de-escalate. Pausing to regulate your own emotions before responding. Prioritizing emotional connection over immediate correction. Connecting behaviors to family values. "In our family, we value treating each other with respect." Offering the child choices within clear boundaries. Expressing feelings with I statements to model healthy communication. Regular self-reflection and journaling help parents notice whether their actions align with their values. Positive reinforcement, consistent consequences, and family meetings support a values-based approach. After several months of therapy, Maria made significant strides. She shifted from a directive style to one emphasizing open communication and value-based discussions. Ethan became more respectful and cooperative. He began to understand the logic behind family rules, and conversations turned collaborative rather than confrontational. Maria realized that parenting a young adult means guiding rather than controlling, modeling values rather than imposing them. Moments of defiance still occurred, but they were met with empathy, reflection, and patience. Ultimately, Maria no longer felt she needed to fix Ethan. Instead, she supported him in developing his own values, fostering emotional resilience and mutual respect. Parenting, she learned, is not about perfection, it is about authenticity, consistency, and compassion.